Welcome back to the programme. 25 minutes to the hour is the time, and joining me on the line now is Sabina Trench from Schlienaugh Careers. Sabina, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
And as always, welcome. This evening, an email from DM. This may be a problem for many people. My son passed the Leaving Cert last year. He didn't know what he wanted to do, so he did a couple of short courses, but has been floating really for the past while. College was never an option for him. So what are the opportunities open to him now? Any guidance would be really appreciated, Sabina. Many thanks. And that's by email from DM.
Right, okay. Well, you see, I suppose this is the group of people that kind of get forgotten when we talk about careers and we talk about, CVs and interviews and all of that. There's an assumption, I suppose, that everybody goes through this, you know, this rite of passage through college. But this simply isn't the case. And in fact, there's probably more young people than we realise who don't choose to go to college. Now, it sounds like this son did a couple of maybe some short PLC courses or something like that, maybe, by the sounds of it. But there are opportunities, and before this poor parent pulls their hair out, I better just say that there are opportunities first and foremost. So that's important to say.
What are they, though?
Okay. Well, what I would do is, the first thing is, now, it's her son, so she's not quite sure what he wants to do. But there is, I suppose, the usual route, I suppose, is the apprenticeships. And to see if he has any interest in the apprenticeships that are available out there. Now, at the moment, as it happens, there are some apprenticeships open for recruitment, and that includes the ESB Networks, Bus Éireann, and the AIR, you know, the EIR, the new group, they also have apprenticeships, but they won't really be selecting those until later this year. But at the same time, I would recommend that they have a little look and see what's available down the apprenticeship routes, and see if there's anything there that might, spark a bit of interest for her son, because there are some deadlines coming up. So it's timely that that she wrote in, or that the parent wrote in, because they would need to get on this right now. We're 22nd of March now, so some of these closing dates could be as early as the end of the month. You know, so that's important to have a look. Now, there are also some private sector apprenticeships out there, and they would tend to be advertised in a broad sense on the mainstream websites like jobs.ie or indeed.ie, those kind of places. And they would be very specific to individual companies. So they wouldn't necessarily be recruiting in the numbers like the likes of ESB Networks would. Mm. But in saying that, it could be just the right business in the right location that might just suit them.
But what if this, what if DM goes to her son and says, look, what are your interests? What really floats your boat? And he says, well, nothing. Then does she need to more or less say to him, well, if that is your attitude, then maybe you're just going to have to paddle your own canoe?
Well, there is a touch of enabling that can go on here in these sort of situations. There's no doubt about it. Now, the one thing that would worry me is where she said the parent has said that this son has been floating. I'd much prefer to hear has been in a part-time job or something.
Absolutely.
It doesn't sound very promising, but there will have to come a time where they are going to have to sit down. And I know it was the attitude in my house when we grew up was, I don't care what you do as long as you do something. So that was the guidance we got. It was never, you must be a teacher, or you must be a bus driver, or you must follow, you know, your father's footsteps or your mother's footsteps or anything like it. But the general ambition for us was that we had to do something. So I think there just has to be a starting point that does have to say, you know, you may not be interested in something, you know, because if this son only did the Leaving Cert,
In June last of last year, yes.
Yeah, like he's still very young, and it is worrying that he would get into this kind of a rut so quickly, you know, without the, you know, he should have the energy and get up and go, you know, that most young people
because
have.
Because what would worry me about this is that he did a couple of short courses. We're not told whether or not he actually completed them, but he did them, and since then he's been floating. That doesn't augur well. It seems it strikes me as someone, a very young person, obviously 18 or 19, who may well be disaffected with life. Early days for that, really.
Yeah, and there is a sense of that in some of the younger, you know, the younger generation now today. You know, there's these very unrealistic expectations.
Exactly.
They're looking at a lot of the social media. They think that everybody's driving a Lamborghini and holidaying in Florida on the back of just getting lucky.
Yes.
You know, or being in the right place at the right time. But I can tell you here and now, and you know it and I know it because we're going a little bit longer than this guy, and anything like that will come with serious hard work and some kind of determination or motivation for sure. You know, these things do not just happen or land in people's laps. So there does need to be a conversation definitely with the parents and this son to sit down and say, okay, now you're telling me you're not interested in anything, but I honestly don't believe that of anybody, to be honest with you. Like, you know, somebody says that they're no good at anything. I really do honestly believe that, there's everybody has some kind of an interest, or I think it was... Boys Town, there's no such thing as a bad boy or something like that.
Indeed.
There was that old movie going back a long time. You know, I do firmly believe that everybody has something to give and everybody has, a talent or something that they can offer. And it might be a case of sitting down with somebody like a career advisor. And, you know, simple things like I would say to young people and students, if I put all of your subjects down in front of you and you have to do your homework tonight, what's the first one you'd go to? You know, generally you tend to go to the one you find the easiest or you like the most. You're always leaving the one to the end that you don't particularly like or want to do and really find difficult. These are the simple choices. If I had to do maths or if I had to do English, which would you choose? So you're constantly trying to whittle down the list because some students find that they like everything. So it can go from one extreme to the other.
Because I've come across a number of young people and they've chosen to take the year out after doing the Leaving Cert, uncertain as to what they want to do, are not ready to do it just yet. But in the three cases that come to mind immediately, they've all been doing something. One is working full-time, another is working part-time and doing some voluntary work, and the third actually is also working. So, and at least they're doing something with themselves. This individual here seems to be, just not interested.
Yeah, and a little bit, directionless.
Yes.
And I think even if that was, and that was another part of the, opportunities, even if they could just convince him to go and get maybe a short-term job, even try out a few things. Maybe this student, for example, didn't do transition year and just went, through all of the five academic years and never really had time to think about what they actually wanted to do. And I'll tell you one thing. A bit of hard work somewhere working for somebody will soon open their eyes about what is needed to earn a salary or a wage and also what kind of work that they absolutely don't want to do or, working late hours, we say, behind a bar might seem very attractive initially, but, try doing it for the summer months in a busy hotel or, holiday resort like Westport, and I'm telling you, you'd know all about
it. And the thing is, finally, as well, and, it's important to say this, the fact of the matter is that nowadays, if you don't have good qualifications, whether they are from a university or a third level institute or by way of apprenticeship and skills, you're not going to be going very far.
Not without a serious amount of drive and determination. You know, I think that's fair to say. I think for some students, it takes, you know, young people, I would say, it takes them a while to get there. You know, so while they may work in maybe retail initially, they will start to see, I really like it here. I wonder if there's opportunities for like a management traineeship program, or maybe if I went to some of the bigger shops, there might be training programs. And you get in that way and you get in through that education, because even though you're not necessarily at college, you are, you know, there's no need to stop learning and to develop your skills and that kind of thing. And that could be a good way. Also, even going into work in the short term, there's nothing to say that that son can't go back to education at a later date. And we all know those people. That my own brother went back to college in his 40s to get his degree, and it worked out really well. But it took him a good while to get there, but he got there in the end, because he could see himself that he had reached a kind of a glass ceiling in his, you know, in his work. And he'd been there for over 20 years, but there was a point when his qualifications, simply lack of qualifications, simply wouldn't allow him to move to the next level.
And it's interesting that you say that, because I was reading a letter in one of the local newspapers this week in the context of the GMIT and the controversy surrounding the GMIT, and this particular letter writer was saying that she left school at 16, went back to university, well, not to university, but to the GMIT here locally, and did her degree, and is now studying for a master's in UCC in her mid-40s.
So it is honestly never too late. So I wouldn't let that parent get too frustrated yet, but there is an element with her son that he has to do something. He really does.
And I think that might start with a serious conversation between mammy and daddy and son.
Very good.
Sabina, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed, as always, for joining us on the programme this evening, and we'll talk to you again on Wednesday of next week.